started here. Welcome to Blue Banana Cafe. This is series called Blend, because we do a combination of poetry and music every first Thursday of the month. The people who own this also own a lab house upstairs, and they've been very nice to have us here for, I think it's already been 6 months now, to run the series, and we've had a lot of great performers and people come out. And so basically we're going to have a couple of features, and then we're going to have an open mic. This is the open mic sign-up sheet. I'm going to pass it around, and you can sign your name, and then you can read. You don't have to do a one-line bio or even a two-line bio. If you want to tell us an interesting fact once you get up here, feel free to do so. And with that in mind, I'm going to introduce our first reader, Ryan X. I'm sure I'm saying the name wrong. Ryan was born in Northeast Philadelphia, and he writes poems and teaches writing at Temple University and Community College of Philadelphia. You can find some of his writing on his blog, Old News, which is ryanx.blogspot.com. If you can't remember that, come up to Ryan later and you can verify. And his chat book, When I Came Here, has been published by Plan B Press in 2007. Welcome, Ryan.
Put on your hand?
All right, thanks.
Put it on my hand.
Pete Rose. If you walked Pete Rose, he sprinted to first base. Asshole, you mumble to yourself, and peel the label from a bottle and paste it to the table. Pitcher on a leash. Pete Rose is waiting for you to pee. Gee, says Paul, why so glum? I say, spit it out, Mom would say. When Pete Rose spat, Mom shrieked into laughter, her face like fireworks gone off. Near death, New Year's Eve, she walked outside and fired her gun up in the air, and within seconds, neighbors followed suit. Why are you shooting at God, I asked, and she smacked me on the head and said, where's your daddy? Tell him to get out of here.
Charlie Hustle.
Neighborhood watches. Another guy brags his mother was a mother before she had babies. Tidy streets broke from her hands, one man attached to a motor car, another to a motion picture house. What's showing? At Isabella's, counter girl wanted. She rides a bike, gets honked at, gets told to get off the road. The neighborhood watches. If tragedy strikes, who'll pay your mortgage? Oh, watches never worked on me, Mom says. I don't buy them. Me neither, I say. But what's difficult about watching reruns is the policeman between my sister's legs looking out. He's got my eyes and winks, nodding to the neighborhood north. Watch out over there, he says. They're animals, you know. You gotta treat them like animals. Odd jobs. I have many hearts. One's a stick. I snap it over my knee. Can't help it. Smoke stacks of big school publics you out. Iron fist pounds of clouds all you got. So what? Jobs. Every 20 minutes. Years ago, you'd walk 20 minutes in any direction and there'd be another dialect, Frankie tells Rosanna. Every 20 minutes, no matter what direction you walked, Frankie's tone never changes. I can't tell if he laments a more integrated yet homogenized present or if he prefers it. He whistles right past me. Common sense is not super glue. Okay, I wrote this afternoon, so it might be a little rough. Common sense is not super glue. Friends, if you lose my bones after I croak, no sweat. My first neighbor's name was Jimmy Stewart before I knew of the actor. In my backyard, I told him he was not the center of the universe. Yes, I am, he said. No, you're not, I said. Yes, I am, he cried and threw dirt on me. It's a wonderful life of jokes the angels get. Jimmy ties his ass to a tree and walks for 3 days. A debt collector in the poorest city of a country with wings made in China. A sense of balance takes a sense of balance. A balance is lost on foot. The long, hard work of lawmakers topples over. My vocab has limits. It rides on the backs of old parties. The train's a whistle that hurts. I float whispers into the phone's heart's bathroom door whose locked song withstands our attempts to play it out. Some aching poem in there sleeping off its debts. Little King George's friend each other on Facebook. They live in colonies of boss worship and household names that read their credit cards their rights. I smash old Crow bottles in my kitchen. Chris dances on the ruins of my love. Brandon tackles a paper bag over my head, counting down to the sidewalk, river bottom, passed out against stoop. The new year wants to know how long it will take me to rise from the dead. This conversation has been moved to the trash. Past the glass says the love to no one. Presence. Dredging equals jobs. Duh. The Walt Whitman Bridge is no cheaper than the Ben Franklin. Lay on the horn all you want. Camden is poor, you know by looking at the Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. The presence, not a divider, the presence, a uniter. You know by looking at the Dunkin' Donuts. Walt Whitman is buried in Camden. Ben Franklin is buried in Philadelphia. And the Delaware River is a zombie. Conversation. You said if Bush won the election again, we'd move to my country. I'm not ready to move yet. If you're not ready now, you'll never be. I don't know if I can move there. No offense, but your country's pretty racist and classist. You say the same thing about your country. It's not the same. This country has essential freedoms that your country doesn't. Such as what? Such as freedom of speech. We have freedom of speech. Oh yeah, what happens if I protest the government because I disagree with them about something, huh? I disappear, that's what happens. I disappear. Why would you be protesting the government? When do you protest the government here? The whole way I live my life is a protest. Is it? Well, you can live the same way in my country. You don't understand. Look, it's the principle of the matter. I need to know that I have that freedom. This is why you are spoiled. This is why Americans are spoiled. Short of independence. A wonderful thing about Philadelphia is it's not New York City. Parts of us are real. They stand on the ground, which is not an idea. Tops of churches stick out, feathers and caps, backwards, frontwards, sideways. Some fly, some don't, sundown, sunflower. Squirrels downtown eat up the night. Pick a fight, pick a fight. Choose your battles. It's a free country. Love it, leave it, come crawling back, back to mama. Flag a cab, tip the driver. He works hard, hard for shit, 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 watching my mouth, trying to get in as my mouth watches it back, watching the flags of common currency. The sixth borough quivers on your lips, mist in the exhaust of road rage that settles into a film. The film stars us, we're in it together. You are a history stuffed with fables, I'm mere patchwork. We're trying to be real through fatal slumbers. I lumber, am I in a fatal slumber? I feel patchy, like South Philly. It's patchy, they say, you gotta watch out. You don't know who's real around here, who's real, that we may pursue determinately some fixed object, that the mouth may talk and be worth something, to go for a ride without being taken for a ride. around. People ask, will you be around? I'll be around. Actually, I like to walk around town and look inside people's windows. Things look so cozy in there with the lamp on and the bookshelf. You open a book to the middle and find the shape of someone you love. Very fine droplets of water suspended in air. She calls you dear, as if that should prove you wrong. And you think, as always, deer in headlights. And say, wait a minute, listen, I know what I am, I mean, where I am. The couch, at least, is where it should be, jutting out from a wall like a risk into the center of the room, which you avoid at all costs usually, but sit down there now, hungover, flirting with absence. The noise loosens inside, turns to rain. You can see your wife cross herself as she steps outside this morning for the first time in another city, and the windshield wipers waving hello to the roadkill in the margins and goodbye. Thanks. And, okay, I got it together here. Natividad. They were making it a felony to be illegal. I stayed in my mother's womb for 10 months. It was comfortable. I could hear the thin outlines of their bullhorns, their stenciled voices. Their deer heads lined my wall. Would these be my first words? A stethoscope sucked out rumors and deported them. I kicked. What do you want from me, she said, and I was winded. The stockpiles of speech in my eyes were becoming obsolete. Natives vowed to cook their own meals. I chewed through the umbilical cord. Word of mouth was often news. Eat Spinglish or hide, called the Minutemen. They rushed into themselves, immigrants raiding the border. They cut my mother open, and she was foreign. Paying respects. We all kind of just stood around the heap of trench coat and fallen after getting off the train, thinking, well, shit, we can't just leave him there. Someone picked up his cane, but it was no use. The story was long. It would require sequels. We took off our hats because we thought it would be wrong to leave them on, and this little girl began to sing the national anthem. History in our faces like a sandwich, fat with pages. No one could open his mouth wide enough to get around it. Someone had brought over a chair. Its emptiness kept repeating itself. Sir? 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 Okay. Last poem. This is called Remains. I'm going to preface it with the first five lines of a poem by Tay Greenwald called Restless. Scanning the outer world with my senses, the inner world bumps against a tree in a park filled with strollers after rain, after hot morning, with a large dog pissing against the bark. Okay, remains. The weather. Variable winds, cloudy and showery, moderate temperatures, the immutable is what despairs. I doubt stone and throw some and feel whole. Kids play some in the street, holler car when a car comes. Cars come, they call each other names. Don't call each other names. Rick is a fat chef who drives a minivan, and his son's so tiny that every game for him is keep away. He chases after a ball, it slams against our door, startling M, who likes the street noise, it reminds her of her country. So the narrow streets, a deep sadness running under the play, silent river the kids bob up and about on. The kids are innocent, lame hope. Rick asks that I holler car as well. I do. He asks, when am I going to knock up my wife? I don't. We use protection. We protect ourselves from each other. She looks at me from across the street and I wave. Where'd you find her, man? Rick laughs. From a catalog, I say. Rick laughs. But Rick wouldn't put it past me, because Rick doesn't know me. But I feel like I know Rick, because he's easy to talk to, so I like him. We don't like the unscooped poop in front of his stoop, so we talk about it. Snoopy is as Snoopy does, the flies buzz. You dog, you. A dog I respect only for what we call it and for what it calls. The word dog, sown to bark, has seen what the tree's made of. It wears the dog's speech and never leaves. How many trees have I barked up and thought I got no answer because nothing moved? Our small talk. Leave the trolley track in case we bring the trolley back. Dozing off to its glide inside night of wallpaper of palm trees on a beach in the back room of a house on Tarsdale Ave, the safest I ever felt. Tomorrow, I'll take you to Woolworths for bubblegum and baseball cards. Can't beat that with a baseball bat. My father would stash his receipts in his wallet, open it to show me. Nothing but receipts, he'd say, laughing. Christian Baltansky said he began to work as an artist when he knew his childhood was finished and was dead. He said, we all have somebody who is dead inside of us, a dead child. I remember that little Christian who is dead inside me. Many dead childhoods are Philadelphia, many receipts, but Philadelphia was never a child. The city's a corpse played by a man. The corpse courses through a man. Matt, I ghost myself up a series of currents driven by receipts. The currency's a map of the corpse, which is a grid like a crib to contain the unpredictable. The if clauses drive north while the would clauses drive east into the river like lemmings. There's a clear channel to double down on. Wagers on wagers, futures on futures, turtles on top of turtles, turtles all the way down. What do we owe these turtles? Once I wrote, in the face of a name, I must embody doubt to keep from slipping into this corpse business. The poem was a trolley, I took it to work, I left it on a chair made in a factory in another world. My friends agree the local's essential, I write for them, and I write for strangers. But when I say friends, I don't mean turtle shells or stepping stones. I mean anomalies. I mean a flashcard my mother held to my face over and over with the word friend on it, which I struggled to pronounce. I would try to sound out the I, so it sounded like fry end. And she couldn't explain why you don't pronounce the I in this word while you do so in others. So I hated this I that refused to express itself within this word friend. I stood like doubt outside the word, and I learned it that way, as one must learn many things. How lucky now to have friends who speak me awake, and wakefulness a useful silence within a culture that sucks on reward. Sometimes I wake up to a straw or spitball and hear my friend Earl's voice. You gotta spend your life, he told me, so you might as well spend it on somebody. By spend, he meant love. He bet his life, not on his wife, who had died and who he had missed terribly, but on itself. As love, which was a kind of motion, he explained. He liked to say, my woman or my baby. He would sing it because he knew the woman was never his. He meant, I think, his life. His life was his currency. He spent it because his life wasn't his either, he believed. So this currency was inexhaustible. He didn't give a shit if you trusted him or not. But knowing he trusted me, while knowing that knowing's a way of going, not of standing, a way of going, of speech we remain inside of, this word go, which spins, made of our deaths, our skins of bark and brick, world that knows us, remains enough to subsist on. Thanks.
Thanks, Ryan. That was awesome. Let's give it up again for Ryan Eckes. Does anybody have the open mic list? Is that still somewhere?
It's over there.
All right. So there's an open mic list. If you came in a little bit late, we're going to have two more performers and then an open mic session where you can do your music or your words or a combination of the two.
Is that hair on purpose?
Yes, I took my hat off on purpose. It was very hot here. So, have a blog, and we record all these performances and link to other wonderful performances. And you can stream or download the files. It is poetic-arts.blogspot.com. Check us out.